He closes the car door, but he stands there watching. Even if she doesn't look, Sally knows he hasn't walked away. This is the way it has to be. She'll be removed forever, distant as stars, unhurt and untouched forever and ever. Sally steps on the gas, knowing that if she turned to see, she'd find he was still standing in the parking lot. But she doesn't look back, because if she did, she'd also discover how much she wants him, for all the good it will ever do her. Gary does watch her drive away, and he's watching still when the first bit of lightning cracks across the sky. He's there when the crabapple on the far side of the parking lot turns white with heat. He's close enough to feel the charge, and he'll feel it all the way home, as he's high above them in the sky, headed west. With a close call like that, it makes perfect sense that he'll be shaking as he turns the key in his own front door. As Gary understands it, the greatest portion of grief is the one you dish out for yourself. And he and Sally have both served themselves from the same table tonight, the only difference being that he knows what he's missing, and she has no idea of what's causing her to cry as she drives down the turnpike. When Sally gets home, her dark hair loose, her mouth bruised by kisses, Jillian is waiting up for her. She's sitting in the kitchen, drinking tea and listening to the thunder. "Did you fuck him?" Jillian says. The question is both completely startling and totally commonplace, since it's Jillian who's asking. Sally actually laughs.
"No."
"Too bad," Jillian says. "I thought you would. I thought you were hooked. You had that look in your eye."
"You were wrong," Sally says.
"Did he at least make you a deal? Did he tell you we're not suspects? Will he let it slide?"
"He has to think it over." Sally sits down at the table. She feels the way she would if someone had smacked her. The weight of never seeing Gary again descends like a cloak made of ashes. She thinks about his kisses and the way he touched her, and she gets turned inside out all over again. "He has a conscience."
"Just our luck. And it only gets worse.